Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Nikki and DeMello.
Come on.
97.3 Coast FM.
All right, the Australian National University's Word of the Year for 2021 has been announced. And like last year's winner, ISO, this one's also pandemic-related.
Mm-hmm.
Although, unlike last year's, until I actually read the news story, and we talked about this yesterday, I'd never heard anyone say this word. Do you remember what the word was?
Oh, I can't even remember what it is.
No.
Because we don't use it.
No, that's right. The winner is Stroll Out.
Stroll Out.
As in a rollout without much urgency. Apparently it comes from a tweet in May by Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus. I was talking about how the vax wasn't a race back in the day. That was our PM's favourite phrase.
Stroll out.
Well, she was saying, we don't have a vaccine rollout, we have a vaccine stroll out. Yeah, I missed that, okay? And I asked, in my head, I asked, how influential can it be? Because I also never heard anyone else ever mention that word from that point onwards.
No.
And after this conversation, I certainly don't plan on ever uttering it again.
No.
So how it can be nominated as Word of the Year, I don't know. But anyway, on the shortlist, AUKUS, which I know sounds like something related to a dolphin, but actually stands for the security pact between us and the US and the UK, which, you know, was the one that saw us annoy the French about the submarine deal. That's that meeting.
Oh.
And Net Zero, which I've actually heard and used myself, but didn't win, as it turns out. Oh. Net Zero, which I think also refers to the amount of fish caught from our oceans in the next 20 years if we keep pillaging our planet.
Ouch.
Or something like that. Good morning. It's Megan and DeMello.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome. Tell you what, you wouldn't want to be in politics, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Man, I mean, it's not for many, many reasons, but I noticed the Premier has had to shut his Rockingham office now because of continued threats of violence.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's just not cool.
That's not cool.
And And it doesn't matter. I don't know. Nothing I say is going to make any difference. But I'm sure most like-minded people agree with this not being a cool situation. But it's just like, how do you get to the point where, you know, you disagree with someone on a philosophical level, and then you go around threatening their staff? That's I don't know.
People are really angry.
Yeah, there are other ways to have discussions.
Yes, breathing techniques as well.
I think people do need to
Just learn breathing techniques and meditation.
That's a great start. That's an awesome start. Here's something a bit different. Perth Heat are going to make Australian history by becoming the first team to pay players' wages in Bitcoin.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, should I buy into the Bitcoin stocks now?
Well, probably a bit late. But players and staff will be able to continue receiving wages as they currently do, but the club could also facilitate partial or full payment to players in Bitcoin if they wanted.
The world is changing.
It really is. The irony, of course, that would have been an awesome idea 10 years ago before Bitcoins were worth like 80 grand each. That would have been amazing if you could be paid in Bitcoin.
They do still believe it's going to keep going up though, so we'll see.
Well, it probably will, but not anywhere near as much as it did when it was like worth, you know, fractions of a cent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if we got in then, we wouldn't be here today.
those days are behind Bitcoin, I'm afraid, but you never know. And state government regulations that govern the e-rideables, if you're not aware, they're like the kind of the motorised mopeds and that kind of thing.
Oh, yep, electric cars. Electric scooters.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. They're kicking in a couple of weeks, December 4, bringing WA into line with Queensland, ACT and New Zealand. So riders of electric-powered devices capable of speeds up to 25, they're quite complicated.
Yeah.
25 k's an hour have to be over 16.
Okay.
Now. Kids under 16 limited to motorised scooters with a maximum speed of 10 k's an hour or 200 watts power output. I don't know. Who's measuring this? How it's determined? They'll be limited to 10 k's an hour on footpaths and under 25 k's an hour on bicycle paths, shared paths, and local roads where the speed limit is under 50 k's. This is already too complicated. Similar road rules apparently to driving a car apply. So no drink or drug driving and a ban on mobile phone use, even while you're on your e-scooter. Helmets and lights and reflectors at night are compulsory. Anyone caught exceeding the 10 k's per hour footpath speed limit could be fined $100. Fines for speeding over posted local roads. You're going faster than the local speed limit on the road. good luck to you for souping yours up that well.
Do you remember that video of that viral guy? Oh, he was going through Baldivis on a mobility scooter at like 80 k an hour or something.
Yeah.
Well, it
is possible for sure. Absolutely. $100 to $1,200 if you are exceeding posted speed limits. Look, given that I still see people bolting around on trail bikes on roads and on footpaths and appearing randomly at traffic lights and various other places, I do wonder how effectively all of this will be enforced. But just so you know, December 4 is when it kicks in.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, a free science camp for Mandurah teenagers is going to be held in the summer school holidays, but you don't have long if you want to perhaps nominate your kid for it. Trailblazers is open for 13 to 17-year-old Peel residents who want to, take up a career in science, technology, engineering or maths.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is all expenses paid. But you've only got a couple of days. You've got till November 21 to nominate your kids. So best you go and check out the Peel Bright Minds Facebook page if you think this is something for someone in your family.
The kids of the future.
A great opportunity to network and sort of get some advice and guidance and stuff. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
November 18 is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. So it's a day to wear purple. And I guess talk about your experiences and if it's in your family to get yourself tested if you haven't done it recently. It's also World Philosophy Day.
Get thinking.
Get thinking, that's right. It's also November 18 is a Use Less Stuff Day.
Oh.
And as we get set for Christmas, it's timed quite well. It's a reminder not to clog our houses with stuff we don't need.
Stuff, maybe experiences. If you're going to buy a Christmas present this year,
there you go.
Buy an experience.
I bought you an experience. What's the experience? Joy, I've bought you joy.
Apple will soon, for the first time, sell spare parts to the general public.
Wow, so now years and years people have been trying to get that right to repair.
There's been a lot of pressure put on them and they've finally caved. 200 parts and tools will be available to purchase online, aimed at fixing the most common issues with the iPhone, so your display, your battery issues, things like that. Later on, it will then also release Mac computer repair items
too.
So yeah, if you drop your phone, you won't have to go onto eBay anymore and purchase a dodgy screen. You can actually get it from Apple themselves. The program will begin early next year in the United States, and then they expect it to expand to other countries later on in the year.
Well, it's great. It's excellent news that they're doing it, but it is such an Apple way of doing it. I imagine these are going to be proprietary tools that you can't get anywhere else, that you'll have to buy from Apple to make sure that they actually open the things. Like, you know, they've gone from not letting you repair it to now only letting you repair it with their tools.
Yeah.
But hey, it's, you know, it's probably what we expected. It's a step in the right direction.
Here we go.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's go.
And with entertainment news just like Mummy used to make, here's Megan.
It seems Britney Spears is keen on a tell-all interview with Oprah.
Oh.
The pop star showed up on Instagram with the caption, "I might as well do a hint of my thoughts on the gram before I go and set things square on Oprah," tagging the talk show host. In a video, she thanked fans and shared some insight into the control she hasn't had over her life.
Well, let's see. I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years. Really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day and being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference. And I'm grateful for that.
Buying candles, right?
Mm-hmm. She also claims her whole family should be in jail. Will Britney spill the tea with Oprah? We'll have to wait and see. Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he'd love to be the next James Bond. Now, apparently, his grandfather was a Bond villain in You Only Live Twice in 1967 with Sean Connery. Dwayne said he would like to follow in his family's footsteps and be in the next flick, but he doesn't want to be a villain. He wants to be Bond. With Daniel Craig playing the character for the last time in No Time to Die, the question remains, who should be the next James Bond? Does The Rock have your vote?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
He can be many things, but I don't see him as James Bond.
Fair enough. The first official Spider-Man No Way Home trailer is here.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You're not going to take this away from me.
Peter, you're struggling to
have everything you want while the world tries to make you choose.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
Yep. Now all the stars are back and all the bad guys are back. They're just popping into our universe looking for poor Spidey. Now despite all the rumours that they would be returning, this trailer didn't give us any indication that Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield would be back to reprise their Spider-Man roles as alternate universe good guys.
Okay.
Spider-Man No Way Home starring Tom Holland is in cinemas December 16. And in other movie news, Channing Tatum is working double time as a director and star of a new movie called Dog. So if you'd like to see Magic Mike with a cute sidekick, that's not what the film's about, by the way.
No.
Dog is set to be released in cinemas February next year.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.